Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. My name is Fatima Hirji and I am from Tanzania. I am 26 years old and I have two girls, Amina and Zainab. I am currently studying in Madrasa As-Siddiqat al-Zahra. I love this madrasa, not because it's a hauza and all that. I have studied in multiple hauzas, and not to say the other hauzas are not good, they're beautiful. But this hauza specifically focuses on women, mothers, you know, they cater to all these things. And I just love that because me as a mom, it's very hard for me to come out and study because I have to take care of my kids. And I want that responsibility, but this hauza caters to that. On a Saturday, which is the first day of the week here, I aim to leave the house by 7:45 because we live quite close to the madrasa. And so we rush out. When we're rushing out, it's a mad house because, you know, putting shoes on, last minute stuff, I need to grab my tea, and so many other things is just running around. And because it's winter, you know, the jackets and all the heavy stuff. So we get a snap, which is it's like Uber here. It's an app and you get a taxi really quickly. And so we go into the taxi. It's very safe. I have the app on my phone so I can see everything. And we get to Madrasa in about five minutes, if no traffic. And so when we get into when we go to Madrasa, we have the men's section, the men's entrance, and the ladies' entrance. And because of COVID, the madrasa has actually put some classes in the amphitheater that is in the men's section. It's really huge, and it's we sit with a lot of space in between. What I really like about this madrasa is that the whole family can be in one place. And it's really nice for us because my husband is in the men's side, I am in the ladies section, my kids are in the daycare in the same madrasa, and we can communicate really well. We can go out together, come back together, and it's just so comfortable for families, and I just love that. So what happens is we drop down. I first drop my kids to the ladies section, which has the daycare in the basement. The daycare has been renovated and it's beautiful.
اینجا بچه های از زیر یه سال داریم تا زیر شیش سال. بعد برنامه هم که بهشون صبحانه میدیم، ورزش صبحایی بچه ها دارن، بعد آموزش قرآن، شعر، حدیث داریم، بعد میان وعده به بچه ها میدیم.
They have brought in a lot of toys like connect tiles, and they have lots of chairs and tables. They have a trampoline, a slide, and with a ball pit. Drop both my girls there, and I run to the men's side where my classes are usually there. Because I'm a mom and it gets difficult with two kids to study full time, I am studying a few subjects like akhlaq. I am studying ahkam, so there are two kinds of ahkam: ahkam for women, women's ahkam, and ahkam workshop. These are the books. So this is a book that our teacher has given us. It's got all the extra details of women's ahkam, and this is a little printout that she compiled herself. These are her own notes. After so 8 to 10, I have that, and in the middle you have a break. They serve you tea, and there's dates. You can bring whatever you want. I'm free from 10 to 12. mainly because I had my 1-year-old and I thought she wouldn't be able to sit that long, but she still stays in the daycare and she really loves it. And so at that time I go to the library, or we have a little office, or even in the kitchen, and I actually just study and just catch up with all my other subjects.
اینجا ما سه بخش داریم، بخش فارسی، تنبیهیه و کارشناسی، و انشاءالله به زودی بخش کارشناسی ارشد رو هم خواهیم داشت در خدمت خواهران عزیز. خب این مدرسه بیشتر پذیرای طلاب غربی و یا طلابی هست که شاید اصالتا غربی نباشن، ولی در دنیای غرب قابلیت و توانایی و استعداد تبلیغ رو دارن.
So inshallah, if you're looking to study Islamic studies, to study Hausa studies, inshallah that you find your way to Madrasa Siddiqat al-Zahra.